Thursday. Usually I do this on Sunday morning every week. I've been doing it for a couple of years, just to share 15 minutes of a devotion to those that might be interested. So felt compelled to do four sunrise devotions Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and of course on Easter. So I'll be here today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at 7:30. As the sun is breaking here in our neck of the woods, it's a day to remember, a time to reflect, but also to bring into our spiritual lives and our mind the work of Jesus Christ. So I greet you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray the next 15 minutes will be a blessing to you, something to kind of help you maybe focus, if you have, you probably have already, but maybe to add to what you've already focused on this resurrection season. This is a great time of year. I love this time of year. It is always a reset and a refocus for me as to the very basics of the gospel. And so I hope that's kind of what happens in your life. And I'm sure God has something special for you as you seek His face, as you seek His will at this time of our life. You know, David said, awaken the dawn. He also said, I will early in the morning will I rise and seek your face. The morning time, as I've gotten older, is a time that comes a little bit earlier for me every year. It is a time to sit and reflect and to talk to the Lord and to hear from Him. It's a time of great kind of solitude and to get your mindset for the day. So I can think of no better time to talk about these great works of Jesus Christ and how it's impacted us and how it will impact us in our lives today if we'll let us. And so Thursday is traditionally the day in the Christian church when we celebrate Maundy Thursday, the day of Jesus washing feet and commanding us to love one another. It also leads into the overnight arrest of Jesus Christ. And as he's in the garden and he's as seeking the Lord and agonizing over what is about to happen and what he's entering into. And so I want to talk about the agony of Jesus Christ and how that has blessed us and how we are benefactors, how we benefit from his agony. And so Luke chapter 22, verse 44, Jesus is in the throngs of his Garden of Gethsemane experience, and he is seeking the Lord. He's seeking his Father. He's seeking just this battle that's going on as he's entering into taking on the evil of the world. And so the word agony is found in this verse, in verse 44 of Luke 22, and it says, and being in agony, Jesus prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Interesting, this word agony is translated one time from its original language here in the entire New Testament, and this is the place we find it. There is anguish, as mentioned a couple of times, as Jesus enters the garden. And anguish means to have a sorrow, deep felt pain over evils or sins of the past, over lost opportunities, off of a life wasted in wickedness and evil. But Jesus isn't having anguish over what was. He's having agony over what is to come. The word agony actually literally means to strive in a contest, as a marathon runner would come to the wall as they run, and they're trying to break through that wall, or they're coming to the end of the contest and they're pressing hard to be the victor. Everything within that competitor is physically strained, mentally strained. Everything is focused. We've watched as marathon runners have collapsed within feet of the finish line, pouring out everything they have. This is the thought of the word agony in its very root core. It means an earnest endeavor to enter, to labor, to fight in a conflict or contest. Agony is a fight with evil in the present tense. Anguish is sorrow over what was or what has happened. So Jesus is not sorrowful over what is happening in his life. He's not crying or begging God that he could stop. He does ask the Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, because the agony was affecting him physically, spiritually, and mentally. These are three areas where we benefit by what Jesus did by suffering through the agony of entering in to becoming sin for everyone. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, was in a severe struggle against wickedness and evil, and he was pushing. This agony wasn't an attempt to get out. Agony is the effort to press on into the victory. He was pressing through the victory. And to get to the victory, he had to go to the cross. We know that. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But he also had to enter into a willful decision to become something he had never become before, to take on something he had never been responsible for in the past. That was sinfulness and iniquity. He was struggling to enter in and take on all the sins of every human being that ever lived and ever existed from Adam's fall all the way till he comes again. Past, present, and future sins were laid upon him because he willfully entered into the place of obedience to receive the guilt of all of that sin. This became a titanic struggle. This became a magnificent fight, not between whether or not Jesus was greater than the devil, but whether or not the devil would relinquish his authority over us because of our sin. Jesus was wrestling it away from him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He who knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ." Calvary was the place where our sins were punished and where we were set free from the penalty of our sins. The resurrection is the victory over death and over the grave and the return of authority back to humanity through Jesus Christ. But the agony in the garden is where our great exchange takes place, where what we deserve, Jesus grabs from us and takes it to himself. What we are guilty of, Jesus manifests an earnest receptiveness to receiving that sin as his, as he is, as he now becomes all the sins of the world, the subject of God's anger and wrath against the rebellion of all of humanity is laid on him in this garden. Isaiah 53:6 says, "The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Romans 4:25, "He who was delivered up for our trespasses." 1 Peter 2:24, "Jesus who his own self bare our sins," or bore our sins. So he's becoming sin. He's becoming the personification of all iniquity. The righteous Son of the living God, the only begotten Son of God, the one who was there from the foundations of the world, now has become the focal point of sinfulness. He bore the agony of rejection from his own friends, from his closest associates, rejection from his people, rejection from his family. He has received all of this rejection. This is part of the agony. He has to enter into the place of rejection. The greatest thing, though, you and I often suffer with is a fear of rejection. We don't trust people because we fear we'll be rejected. We don't trust many things outside of ourselves because of possible and real rejections. Abandonment. Jesus is abandoned by everyone, and he's about to face the forsaking of his Father as God has to look away at this sinful, iniquity-laden creature called Jesus Christ in the flesh. And all of that is being laid on Christ. And so this is the agony. This is the struggle. This is the great fight to get to the finish line. And it's in that garden that we start to get liberated from our sins. Not in his virgin birth, not in all of the works that he did 33 years, in the garden. Right here, the will of Jesus Christ turned to the Father and said, "I will battle for these people. I will take on the victory, but I must press through this resistance." The agony of humiliation. He's about to be humiliated. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is about to be humiliated before the world. That is something that we all also fear, is being humiliated. our sinfulness. People, we watch it time and again as people enter lives of sin and addictions and problems that bring their life into a humiliating state. And the sin is a mocker. It is a mockery to us. It causes us to think we're receiving joy, but in the end, we are receiving humiliation. And Jesus's agony is he's entering in through the veil of bitterness, rejection, and betrayal. And humiliation. Wow. Just the agony of separation from his Father. This is what the agony is. He is pressing hard to willfully put himself through these things. You remember he said, no man takes my life. I willfully lay it down. I thank God today that Jesus didn't decide we weren't worth it. So how does this relate to us today? How do we look at this agony of Jesus and apply it to our faith today? Apply it to this day as we celebrate this resurrection weekend. Well, he agonized and won the victory that I might rejoice in the victory. The agony was him running through the tape, going to the end of the race. And now I get to hoist the trophy or wear the medal that he won for us. I get the victor's crown because he won the victory. I can live in a state where I don't have to feel humiliated. I don't have to fear rejection because I know I've been received by Jesus Christ himself. Because he bore all of this to show that I can come in freely into his life, that he can come into mine, and that we can let Christ live his life through us. Agony. I think it's time we celebrate the goodness of Jesus Christ and the love of God that he would agonize so that we wouldn't have to. I'm freely receiving Christ now by faith, not by some sense of agony. I don't have to press myself through the tape of salvation. The veil has been taken down. The separation wall has been cut in two, and I can enter into the presence of God just by faith in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And so on this Thursday, as we remember the agony of Jesus Christ, as we remember his agonizing moments in Gethsemane, realize he was not weak trying to give up. He was pushing through the veil to become sin for us, to defeat the devil on his own territory, on what he had usurped or stolen from us through Adam and Eve's sin. This is a great day. It's a great day. Jesus, yes, was so entrenched with this agonizing battle that his body and the sweat coming from his body began to look as blood. He was from the deepest core and his flesh being destroyed that we might live. Praise God. I pray that this has been a blessing to you today as the sun breaks open on this Thursday. And before we go into Good Friday, before we go into the Silent Saturday and the Resurrection Sunday, I just want to take a moment and thank the Lord that he bore agony that he might win, that I might be a winner too. God bless you. May God bless you and keep you as you walk through this time. Remember these words from 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. God bless.